Friends, Isaiah's prophecy begins by reporting the rebellion of the people against their God and their unfaithfulness to His holy will. This deserved just and appropriate divine judgment. We read in the first chapter, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged." The prophet describes the corruption and crime of Jerusalem. How the faithful city has become a whore. She who was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your best wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them. The corrupted kingdom weakened, and its end was at hand as the powerful and triumphant Babylonians made no secret of their intent to defeat them and dismantle their kingdom. So in a time of fear and extreme anxiety, the prophet Isaiah brought a much-needed message of hope and comfort. We read in the 40th chapter, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." So the sovereign Lord was to carry out a gracious, detailed plan of salvation. This required much preparation. At the heart of it all was the coming of a special person. He would accomplish what is needed for the promised pardoning of iniquity and sin. Isaiah identifies him as our God. He says, "A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Isaiah clearly speaks of an initiative which involves a personal visitation of God Himself. The sovereign plan is aimed at accomplishing redemption. He says, "Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain." Friends, the one coming described by Isaiah as our God was to actually reveal to all humanity in a visible and fully understandable fashion the very presence of God. Isaiah says, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." friends, in mercy and self-giving love, Almighty God, in Jesus the Messiah, added to his divine nature our lowly human nature. In Jesus the Messiah, by his sacrificial death, he qualified to be our Redeemer. Hallelujah.